It's all too easy in life to get stuck in a rut, in what we say, in what we do, and actually also in what we think. And when someone challenges those things, oftentimes we defend our actions, our words, and our thoughts. But the sort of life we live depends a lot on our ability to see things from a different perspective. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective. Today we're continuing with the next message in the teaching series called How to Live an Extraordinary Life. And do stay tuned, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about a resource that I would love to send you to help you lay hold of that utterly extraordinary life that God has planned for you. Hey, it's easy to find ourselves in a rut. Same old, day after day, week after week, month after month. You know what they say, a rut is just a coffin with the ends kicked out of it. It's like a tunnel, a trench, and it seems that we're constantly locked into, well, just the same. And whilst most of us can easily identify the ruts we're in our circumstances, in our relationships, things that seem to be headed nowhere, the job that sometimes seems to be headed nowhere, the dull routine of life that once used to excite us, but now it's just downright boring. You see, we all can identify with this notion of the rut. I wonder how many of us realize how our thoughts and attitudes are also in a rut. Now, all of a sudden, a few of us might start getting a bit uncomfortable, because the moment someone comes along and challenges our attitudes, we become all defensive. We treasure our attitudes dearly. It's as though we believe that we're entitled somehow to see the world the way we see it, even if our attitudes themselves are like a straitjacket, constricting our lives, holding us back from being all we can be and doing all we can do. This week again on the program, we're taking a look at how to live an extraordinary life, simply by following Jesus around the dusty highways and byways of first century Israel and seeing what he did, how he lived, what he said, and today, importantly, how he thought. Have you ever met someone who's critical and judgmental? Perhaps you've worked with someone like that, or you're married to someone like that. It's simply not a lot of fun being around critical and judgmental people. They don't bring out the best in us, do they? Most of us respond really well to encouragement, but criticism? Nah, not so much. Of course, sometimes we need criticism. Sometimes we need a wake-up call. But you know what I really hate? It's when someone who you can see has so many faults of their own is the one who criticizes me. There's a name for that. It's called hypocrisy. And when that someone happens to be in a position of power over us, it can make our lives incredibly miserable. But imagine now that you or I are the critical hypocrites in someone else's life. Imagine for a moment that we have power over someone else, and all that we do is we criticize them. Let me ask you this then. Is that any way to live an extraordinary life? When the people who are closest to us come to our funeral and they're asked to speak about the impact that we've had on their lives, would they be saying the sorts of things that we'd hope that they would say? Have to listen to how Jesus tackled this very issue. He confronts it head on. Do not judge so that you may not be judged. For with the judgment that you make, you'll be judged. And with the measure that you give will be the measure you get. Why is it that you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but you don't notice the log in your own? Or how can you say to your neighbor, hey, let me take the speck out of your eye, while there's a log in your own eye? You hypocrite! First, take the log out of your own eye, and then you'll be able to see clearly enough to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye. Jesus doesn't mince his words, does he? He calls a spade, and the powerful thing about this piece of wisdom that he shared with his followers, and that I guess he's sharing with you and me today, is that he's prepared to take a look at things from a completely different perspective. Imagine for a moment that you and I have a critical and judgmental approach to other people, and frankly, at some point we all do, some more than others. Now, all of a sudden, Jesus has something confronting to say to you and me about our bad attitudes, about our bad thinking, about our bad approach to relationships, very directly. If you think about one relationship in your life where perhaps you're being overcritical, overjudgmental, this piece of wisdom starts to bite, doesn't it? It starts to make us squirm, because it's challenging our attitude. It's challenging an entrenched way of thinking and an entrenched way of behaving. And after all, isn't that what a rut is in life? Some people have very few close, valuable friendships because of this very thing, because they're always criticizing, nitpicking. And the fruit of that, the result of that, is that it robs them of the tender, intimate friendships and relationships that they could be having. No one wants to be close to someone who always criticizes them, do they? I don't, and you don't. And if we're guilty of being the hypocritical, complaining, nitpicking party who's always criticizing other people, then looking at that fault of ours is a powerful start to dealing with the problem. And that's the thing that I really want to focus on today. When someone comes to you with a different perspective on something, are you threatened or are you open to learn? Most people are threatened. Most people get their hackles up and they defend their position, as indefensible as it may be. And as a result, they spend the rest of their lives living in a rut. In this case, missing out on some wonderful relationships. Perhaps you've heard me talk about this man before. He's a man called Heikki Malmberg. He comes originally from Finland. When I was a young army officer, I worked under Heikki in the IT department of the Army's personnel agency. Now, Heikki has one of the most incredible minds. He's sharp, brilliant in every way. And because he's so smart, you have to have your arguments pretty well sorted out and stacked up if you're going to get him to change his mind on something. But the moment he realizes that you have an idea that's better than his, he'll drop his own idea like a hot potato. I'm convinced that's the very reason that Heikki is one of the smartest people I know, because he's prepared to see things from a different perspective. Yes, he's discerning. Sure, he's not easily led or swayed or deceived. But when someone else is right and he's wrong, he'll grab onto their right and drop his wrong faster than you can say, Heikki Malmberg. Another way of saying it is that he has a teachable heart. Put yourself in the shoes of one of those people who were listening to Jesus talking about this tendency we all have of being overcritical. You have two choices. One is to open your heart and listen to Jesus and say to yourself, yep, you know what? He's right. I need to do something about this in my life. The other choice is to be threatened by this confronting teaching, to hang on to your own wrong attitudes and wrong behaviours, to keep criticising people for the rest of your life. So, which one of those two choices leads to the better life? Which one is going to give you the most extraordinary life? Pretty obvious, isn't it? So why is it then when someone like Jesus comes along and gives us two choices, one a better choice and one a worse choice, that you and I are so prone to taking the worst choice, the one that will ruin our lives? Because we're in a rut in our thoughts and our deeds, and we'll defend that rut to the death. Not much of a way of living life, is it? Certainly no way to live an extraordinary life. So there you have it. One of the characteristics of Jesus that led him to live an extraordinary life, the ability to see things and accept things from a different perspective. So question: what sort of life will you lead? An ordinary one or an extraordinary one? Well, now, something really important before we go. I just want to remind you that this is the very last week that you'll be able to request your copy of our latest life application booklet, Your Extraordinary Life Awaits. Yep, all good things must come to an end. So for this week only, you can still request your free e-booklet online at christianityworks.com. You'll see that offer right there on the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and it'll be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. It really is that easy. And when you do stop by, please don't forget that you can also have instant access to Fresh, our free daily video devotional, words of inspiration, hope and encouragement, delivered right to your smartphone, tablet or computer each and every day. You'll see the instant access panel right there on the homepage. But back to that free life application booklet again. It's called Your Extraordinary Life Awaits, and the web address is christianityworks.com. Remember, it's only available for a limited time, so don't miss out. I'm Bernie Diamond. It's been great to spend this time with you today, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.